Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. I'm your host, Dr. Jonathan Sue. Every week, I'll share science-backed tips to help you get fit, stay fit, and optimize performance. The assault bike, also referred to as a fan bike or an air bike, is considered one of the most effective ways to develop cardiovascular endurance. I personally love the assault bike, and I hop on mine every week for a killer cardio session. For those who aren't familiar, an assault bike is an exercise bike with arm handles that you can push and pull in addition to pedals for your legs. The handles move in sync with the pedals, and both are attached to a large fan in front of the bike that provides air resistance. Because the assault bike allows more motion of the body than a traditional exercise bike, there's also more room for inefficient or ineffective movement patterns. My tips to improve your form will help newbies and veterans alike prevent injuries and optimize gains. But first, let's briefly look at some of the benefits of exercising with an assault bike. 1. The simultaneous use of the arms and legs provides a full-body workout that's also great for burning calories. 2. Air resistance naturally increases the harder and faster you go, which means the resistance on an assault bike changes to match your effort in real time. 3. Assault bikes are the perfect tool for interval training, a method where you alternate between exerting high-level and low-level effort, which can vastly improve your cardiovascular fitness. 4. An assault bike workout is low impact, which protects your body if you're overweight, recovering from an injury, or getting back into exercise after a long break. How do assault bikes compare to other popular workout machines? Personally, I like the assault bike better than the elliptical because the larger range of motion gives the muscles of the arms and legs a more robust workout. I also like it more than the rowing machine because I find that rowing can exacerbate low back pain. Assault bikes are great for people of all ages, weight, and fitness levels, and workouts can be as simple as pushing, pulling, and pedaling for 20 minutes at a moderate intensity. For a more challenging workout, try alternating between high intensity for 30 seconds and low intensity for 90 seconds.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a novice or a veteran on the assault bike, make sure to follow these 7 tips for great form that'll help you prevent injuries and optimize gains. 1. Proper seat height. Adjust the height of the seat so your knee is slightly bent at the lowest point of your pedal stroke. This is the safest position for your knees and allows you to generate the most force. Not enough bend in your knees? You could get injured. Too much bend? You won't produce enough force to get a good workout. 2. Slight forward lean. A slight forward lean of the torso is also important for force production. The exact amount of lean will differ from one person to another depending on body length, shape, and size. One way to find the perfect amount of forward lean for you is to take your hands off the handles and test the minimal amount you need to pedal aggressively without your hands. This should be somewhere around 10 to 20 degrees from the upright position. 3. Proper forward back seat position. Most assault bikes will let you adjust the seat forward or backward. The ideal forward back position for the seat on an assault bike is slightly more complicated than a traditional bike because of the added arm motion. For the arms, the best position should be where the elbow is slightly bent when your trunk is in a slight forward lean and the handle is furthest away from you. For the legs, it should be where you can draw a line straight down from the front of the knee to the center of the pedal when your foot is on the pedal and the pedal is at the furthest point forward. If you're lucky, the ideal forward back seat position is the same for the arms and the legs. The higher end assault bikes have different handle positions, so you don't have to make trade-offs if you're not so lucky. If you can only choose one, I'd go with the ideal seat position for the arms. 4. No movement of the torso. Twisting, side to side, and forward back motion of your torso should be avoided while exercising on the assault bike. Even though you may be able to generate more force with your arms and legs with these motions, it comes at a cost of increased back strain. Keep your torso still and your core muscles engaged to protect your back and to create a stable platform for your arms and legs to work. 5. No flaring of the arms and legs. Flaring is when your elbows and knees bow out to the sides during movement. This is common out of habit or to avoid discomfort from fully working the muscles. Flaring should be avoided for 2 reasons. First, it puts additional stress on your joints, which could result in pain and injury. Second, it doesn't allow the muscles to work effectively, which means suboptimal performance gains. To avoid injuries and optimize gains, keep your elbows aligned with your wrists and your knees aligned with your feet while cranking it out on the assault bike. 6. Equal effort with pushing, pulling, and pedaling. Pushing, pulling, and pedaling should be given equal effort unless your goal is to isolate the arms or legs. I find that most people tend to focus more of their effort on the legs out of habit. Give equal effort to the arms and you'll get a better workout and burn more calories. 7. Pedaling backwards. As a physical therapist, I'm constantly thinking about how to get neglected muscles to start working and familiar muscles working in different ways. Injury prevention, rehabilitation, and performance optimization often depends on it. Pedaling backwards on the assault bike is a practice that can do wonders for your body. Spend the first half of your workouts pedaling backwards, and you'll notice how quickly your muscles fatigue. Empowered with this knowledge, you'll be able to hop on any assault bike and confidently use it like a pro. What better way to put this knowledge to use than with a 5-day assault bike challenge. Over the next 5 days, your challenge is to get on an assault bike and apply what you learn on a 20-minute moderate or high-intensity workout. Give it a try and let me know how you feel by emailing me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or leaving me a voicemail at 510-353-3104. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.